I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudanese refugees started fleeing to Egypt around 20 years ago when civil war overtook Sudan. Today, they could go back to Sudan, but the social and economic climate there isn't any better. Nuba Mountains Bible Institute in Cairo sees the value of a thriving church among the Sudanese diaspora in Cairo. And that's why NBIC trains Sudanese Christian leaders to lead the Sudanese church there. Bonita Dirk with NBIC asks you to pray for encouragement for Sudanese believers in Egypt.
Remember that you have Christian brothers and sisters all over the world, and a lot of them are suffering, but they still love God and are pursuing him, and lift them up in your prayers.
So it's the final day of Urbana 18, the largest student missions conference in North America. But after 75 years of Urbanas, why hold another mission conference? After all, today's college generations are possibly some of the least churched in North America. Last year, the Christian Post reported 31% of freshmen identify as non-religious. Still, for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's president Tom Lynn, this isn't a reason to skip out on leading this generation to live for Christ.
Our job in ministry or in missions is not so much give them more information, but what I consider the most important is giving them vision, being able to understand God's vision for the world.
These conferences provide an opportunity to worship alongside other Christians. Urbana 18 is also a chance for students to set aside 5 days to decipher God's call on their lives. Details of what happened in Urbana 18 can be found at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering an ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olivewood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.